This is a Nacho Radio Podcast! Hey everybody, it's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and this is my partner Darren. Hello Darren.
You know what I would like to do to all of you? Propose to you underwater.
I want to get started with that story. How did you know I wanted to get started with that story today?
I tell you what, people.
This is the thing. We used to do a segment on the old show called Thinning the Herd. Proof that Charles Darwin knew what he was talking about. And the thing is, we have a story here of a guy who's dead. And I'm sure this is sad news for his family. Or at least some in his family. Maybe none of them.
Not his widow. Technically, not a widow.
Guy on vacation in Tanzania is dead, trying to propose to his girlfriend. Steven Weber took his girlfriend, Kanisha Antonone, on a vacation in Tanzania.
Natch.
They booked a really cool hotel room where the bedroom is actually submerged underwater. And you can look at the ocean through the windows in your hotel room. And his idea was he was going to propose to his girlfriend. He decided to swim outside the room's underwater window and hold up a sign asking for her hand in marriage.
Wake up!
So he swims under there with his note, and she took pictures of the note, too. It says, "I can't hold my breath long enough to tell you everything I love about you, but everything I love about you, I love more every day. Will you marry me?" And she says, yes, yes.
See, that's going to be pretty damn difficult to read. If there's anything about sign making that I know...
Well, it looks like he wrote it on loose leaf paper.
You need bold letters.
It looks like he wrote it on loose leaf college ruled paper and then took it underwater in a Ziploc bag. So writes on a piece of paper, puts it in a Ziploc bag, then dives underwater to hold this so that she sees it in
right, the... but I wonder how long it took her to read it, where she's like, what? As opposed to if he just had in nice big bold letters, marry me. Then I can get back to the surface.
He never did resurface. He was underwater too long. It turns out his note was right. He can't hold his breath that long. Not a strong swimmer. And he's dead. Died doing an underwater proposal. Now, could have just taken her out for a nice meal and suggested to her with plenty of air in his lungs that he would like to spend the rest of his life. That was too ordinary for this guy.
Is it as hack as proposing at a River Bandits game? Oh, I don't know.
It's, again, I don't with want
with your proposals.
Enough. Enough with everything being the most creative.
And of course it has to be Tanzania.
The U.S. State Department is now investigating what happened.
Oh,
I'm sure they'll get right to the bottom of this. They don't got other things they got to worry about right now.
I think we'll have this wrapped up by the afternoon.
I might submit to this family
that we've got it figured
out. They got some other things going on at the State Department right now. They bigger fish to fry, if you'll pardon the pun. And on the subject of all these damn public displays, did you see this couple that thought it would be a good idea to involve a hippopotamus in their gender reveal party?
No.
This happened in Texas. Jonathan and Brigitte Joseph are viral.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did a small person end up bouncing on a trampoline sideways into the hippo's mouth?
That story never happened. No. It's close to that, though. They had their gender reveal party at the capital of Texas Zoo in Cedar Creek, Texas.
Can you imagine being invited to that?
How do we do the gender reveal? Look, it's enough that you're having a baby. We don't care what its private parts are. Let us know when you make your announcement. This whole idea, have you ever been to a gender reveal party?
No.
Neither have I. And I don't know that I would go. I would find an excuse to not go. Or would I have the courage to say, that's a stupid idea?
I end up not going to things I want to go to. I'm at the point in my life where I pull the plug on things that I want to do.
You know, that does sound like fun, but no.
You know what? I know it'd be a good time if I was actually there, but getting there is the problem. So, no, I'm not going to a gender reveal. Well, Who is going to be gender revealing among my friends at this point?
I don't know. No one. It's possible. Friends of the family. Maybe, you know, well, you've got nieces and nephews that are of that age.
Let's hope there's a couple years to go, but I'll slap them in the face if they...
Uncle Darren, are you coming to my gender reveal party? I don't know if you got the memo. Gender's over. You know, we're supposed to believe that gender is over.
Yeah, I suppose.
And now they're having parties?
I suppose at this point, what's the other smoke? What's the other color smoke?
Well, it's either, it's either blue or pink, and then, I don't know,
green?
We're having a Martian baby.
We're going to have a witch.
We think the baby might be a witch.
The baby is wicked. We're pretty damn sure. No. You might think we're crazy. Come here and listen to her belly. So tell me that's not a witch in there.
Because no one can have private moments anymore.
What a womb, what a womb.
This family decided when the water breaks, she dies.
Yeah.
They posted footage of this party because you can't just have a moment. The idea was they fed a hippopotamus a watermelon. And the watermelon was full of blue jello. So when they threw this watermelon...
hippo poops out...
No. He crunches it. There's a Nile hippo named Tank.
Uh-huh.
You throw... And the hippos are trained. When they see you with a watermelon in your hand, they open their mouths.
Yes.
Not unlike a game we used to play called Hungry, Hungry Hippos. So the hippo's just standing there like a dumb hippo going, give me the watermelon, you. You throw the watermelon in its mouth, it chomps it, and then the blue jello goes everywhere.
Okay.
Oh, that means we're having a boy. So they posted this online thinking everyone was going to think this was very clever and that they had just reinvented the gender reveal party.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, universally, everyone is saying this is horrible. One, because the dad's reaction when he finds out he's having a boy is kind of like this. Thank God! I didn't want a stupid girl! Right? Like, I don't get
and then
this.
And then he bull rushed the hippo. Put a shoulder into him.
Take that, hippo! Take that!
Now, if you're a sales rep at the zoo,
mm-hmm.
is this something that you just brainstormed? Or is this a package that they offer? That so, when you're sitting down with these people, let's take a look at what we could do for you.
Yeah, I bet this is something they came up with at the zoo. Or do you think the couple came up with this and the zoo said okay for the right price? Yeah, so this hippopotamus got 10 pounds of food coloring thrown in it because these idiots decided to bring a human being into the world.
So we'll see how they react to that.
Yeah. Remember the gender reveal party, was it 2 years ago, where they started one of the biggest wildfires in American history?
Mm-hmm. I think that one was a witch, too.
The woman who invented the gender reveal party has written pieces that apologize and saying this is the worst idea. And also...
I don't know
the
that
baby
I would...
that she did her gender reveal party for that started this whole thing
is 40.
No, it's gender fluid. Like, doesn't identify with either gender.
Hmm.
So you had a party, and it turns out it was a waste of everyone's time.
It's
even
like
more so.
White smoke, like with the Pope.
Yeah, I guess.
We're having a Pope.
Have a follow-up to a story that we first shared with you here on Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. A story you heard first on this podcast in this forum. Remember the story I told you about the fart competition they were going to have over in India? Do you remember that? They were going to have a big fart competition?
Yes.
Darren, I want to say that was on the last show that we did. It's been a while, but you're giving me a look like you've never heard
of this. I'm somewhat compromised.
Well, over the weekend, they were going to have their first ever in India fart competition. 60 people got up on the stage, and they were going to be competing in things like the longest and the loudest farts.
Do they have a category for curry?
I would assume no, because that's everybody.
So smell is not necessarily...
Well, no. I don't think smell was part of it. I think this is more about the music that's made. But anyway, 60 people got up on the stage.
And?
Not one of them could fart. So
not
just,
with you guys look. Not with all you Indians looking at me.
I don't think you're supposed to say it like that.
What?
Nobody was able to pass gas. Longest, loudest, and most musical farts. That's what they all gathered to
How
hear
did
on
they try
Sunday.
To pry it out of them. Were you allowed to like hit them with a stick?
60 people signed up for this.
Do you have?
And then when it was time to go on stage, only 3 were brave enough to go up on stage.
Are you allowed to have a handler?
None of them were able to perform.
Maybe tickle you with a feather?
None of the trophies were distributed, and everyone was given a gift hamper for participating. Here you go. Have a hamper. That was your consolation prize at the fart contest in India.
Now, will they try,
where nobody farted.
Will they try it again next year? Are they calling this off?
I wouldn't. I don't see what the point of having this again next year would be.
Bring up that big ostrich feather and tickle me and see if we can make this happen.
Will that somehow pry something loose from me?
Put a shoulder into me.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
All right, let's give you the top five things.
The Dave and Darren Podcast. Only on Nacho Radio.
And the podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's only year-round haunt, located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Halloween. And it begins this Friday, so don't miss out. September 27th, over 20 minutes spent within the Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, is celebrating 25 years of Fear. And again, this Friday is the opening day. Tickets are available in advance at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are 15, VIP 20. Do you have what it takes to make it through over 20 minutes of the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Open Fridays and Saturdays from 7 till midnight. Opening day is this Friday, and Sundays and Halloween from 7 till 10. Last year, Factory of Fear underwent a 100% remodel, which included 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year, almost 5,000 square feet is being added to the haunt. Factory of Fear, the only Illinois top 10 haunt in the Quad Cities, reviewed by HauntedIllinois.com, and a Voters' Choice top 10 haunted house, the longest running and most decorated haunt in the Quad Cities, is Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, if you'd like to reach out to the podcast, everyone, please use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. Don't miss live music Wednesdays from 7 till 10. This Wednesday, it is Craig Smith. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. And the podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including one of their new sandwiches, the barbecued chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy cheddar onions. It's absolutely delicious. Get it today. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. If you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Number one.
All right, it's late September, and I really should be back in school. I think we might have the dumbest local story of the year. I feel pretty good about this.
With
being
3 months to go.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to beat this one. Someone had to be rescued yesterday from the Mississippi River after attempting to float to Kentucky on a log.
talk about needing to get away.
But not being in a hurry.
Not a hurry. I can't be here anymore. This right here. Yeah,
this exact spot I can't be.
This is not working for me anymore.
Person in the river near Crescent Bridge reported.
Gonna make it through the lock and dams, huh, with your log,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, the Rock Island Fire Department had to rescue this idiot. That's the bridge that's just west. The Crescent Bridge is the bridge that's just west of the Centennial.
Boy, I bet we know him.
1:30 yesterday afternoon, a fire department had to launch their rescue boat, quickly found this idiot clutching a large log.
Yesterday, you say?
Yeah, this was yesterday.
Well, nice day for it. You know what? I'm doing this, but there's no reason. I was thinking about doing it this weekend, but with all the rain.
I'm reading here from Rock Island Fire Department's Facebook page. It says, okay, people are chiming in saying, is this Jen Winters? Leave that woman alone. You guys are terrible. Every time somebody does something stupid on the river, it's not Jen Winters.
Were explosives found?
No. Clutching a large log and a big bag of dynamite. No, that's not what happens.
Log in one hand, dynamite in the other.
Reading here from the Rock Island Fire Department's Facebook page, the headline, Suspect Rescued from River Attempting to Float to Kentucky. The Rock Island Fire Department responded for the report of a subject in the water near Crescent Bridge on Monday. Fire Department crews responded at approximately 1:30 and launched the Rock Island Fire Department Fire Rescue Boat. They quickly located the subject floating down the channel, holding onto a large log.
So not a lot of the trip accomplished.
I don't know where this idiot got into the river. I don't know.
Canada.
St. Paul, Minnesota is where this whole thing started. The subject told fire crews that he entered the water willingly from the shore of Davenport and was planning on relocating to the Bluegrass State and intended to use the log to make the trip to Kentucky.
Now, I know someone who's looking to relocate to Kentucky. The way they're going about it is they're looking to get a new car.
When you get to Kentucky, do you take the log with you? Or do you just say, all right, log, thanks for the ride, and let it continue its journey? How does that work? Is this like your log for life? Or do you make a home out of the log?
My journey started in Canada. I did a little walking. Then I finally found the river.
The subject was taken safely to shore and strongly encouraged to, according to the Rock Island Fire Department here, make other transportation arrangements. Yeah, no, I was just going to take this log all the way down to Kentucky.
I wonder if the Davenport equivalent was like, oh, thank goodness.
Well, Davenport was busy yesterday because the bomb squad that you enjoy so much was on their way to Geneseo. Because somebody in Geneseo...
With the bomb robot?
Yeah. Somebody in Geneseo said, I got a bomb in my car. There's a bomb in my car, everybody. So the bomb robot that you enjoy so much, the bomb droid...
Get it involved.
Yeah, that thing had to go out to Geneseo to do like a...
But we didn't have live footage.
No, not per se. No. There's not a lot of, by the way, not a lot of Kentucky with the Mississippi River. Like, you gotta get off quick, right? It's just a little teeny little bit of Kentucky, right? I'm just like going down the river there. You got your Tennessee, and you got like just a real little, at the real little bottom of Illinois is where you would have to make that happen. You gotta time it just right.
Yeah, I can walk some of this.
It's not fair to ask the log to do all of the work now, is it?
Two.
I'm going to miss you the most, Loggy. Goodbye. Goodbye, old friend.
It's log, it's log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log, it's log. It's better than bad, it's good. Story here of a guy with a hangover that cost him but dearly. This is somebody who had a big bachelor party blowout. Again, just everything doesn't have to be a rager, guys. Everything doesn't have to be a viral video. You can have a couple drinks at your bachelor party and not end up in the national news.
Or just skip the bachelor party.
Is that your recommendation? This guy, with his bachelor party, ended up getting quite a bill. A Colorado man, a hangover from a bachelor party, ended up costing this guy a little bit more than $12,000. Imagine a hangover that costs you $12,000.
When you're having the bachelor party and you're the bachelor,
sure,
you're not allowed to go walking around in public with ornaments of a female crotch hanging off of you, are you? The same way as a...
Little
tiny penises all over the bride.
Yeah, you're right. They don't really let you do that. That wouldn't be really appropriate.
What do you got hanging on there? Oh, I thought it was a Venus flytrap.
During the evening after his bachelor party, Cameron Fisher was so nauseous from a hangover that his fiancée decided they should skip their own rehearsal dinner and go to the emergency room.
So is that something that has changed over the years, too? Mm-hmm. Don't you do the do people still do, like, the bachelor party the night before?
That's a bad idea.
Yes. Sure seems like a bad idea. No. My guess would be that it's something that's done a week or two ahead of time, right?
The fiancée here says he couldn't hold anything down. I wanted to take him to the hospital just to make sure he was okay and ready for our wedding.
How often do you have to start an IV on someone who is actually at the altar? Now, that's a good look, though.
They go to this ER outside of Denver, and a blood test confirmed this kid was dehydrated. Two liters of saline was administered. It took about 45 minutes for him to get all that saline in his system. Said he felt great on his wedding day, but his stomach was back in knots a few weeks later when the hospital bill showed up.
Well,
$12,000.
What?
Including a $7,640.
What, to start a couple hot, start
one
a
IV
couple
bag.
IVs?
One IV bag. There was a facility fee for $7,644 and then $700 for two bags of saline. And charges for tests, he said, he didn't even know were ordered.
I'll bring my own saline.
Have a Pedialyte, dude. You'll be fine.
Yeah, right.
He says, what they told me was that by signing the consent form, whenever I checked in, that authorized them to run any and all tests. The North Suburban Medical Center says here in a statement.
But is that the ethical thing to do?
Well, you know. You were able to go to your wedding, weren't you?
And what's
can
this,
you put a price on being able to attend your wedding?
And what's this for $4,000 for a hippo gender reveal? That didn't even happen.
He says, my wife and I just recently found out that we're pregnant, so that's money that would be going to making sure our child is cared for. The bags of saline that were used here, you mm-hmm. can get at Walmart for $11 a piece.
Sure.
They charged him $700. At emergency rooms, the markup is going to be sometimes 50 times what it would be in the outside world. So yeah, this kid, all he got was he was dehydrated. They gave him some saline, and the total bill, $12,460, including again a facility fee at the ER for $7,644.
So the next time you're really impressed with what a doctor's driving around in. Know that he doesn't really deserve it.
Yeah. Thieves. Absolutely.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then on Saturday they're open as well from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. When you're there, if you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so using the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, coming up on Saturday, October 12th, and that'll be here before you know it. It's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy of Sex and Beer fame, and the Bettermen will be there as well. And that is going to be happening again on Saturday, October 12th. You can get your tickets now. You can get them in advance for $5. They're $10 day of. If you go to the Oscars Pub Facebook page, there's a link to get your tickets today. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together? Let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Make sure you like them on Facebook. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. They're fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub and pay for the price of a small one.
Here's some text sent to us here on the Oscars Pub text line. Area code 470-23-NACHO. That's 470, Jordan's number, and then the delicious snack, a nacho. We are Nacho Radio, after all. Here's one from the 563. It says, going through my download backlog, I got to say, listening to Dave be horrified by the idea of a chocolate crucifix was the best possible start to my morning. LOL, keep up the great work, guys. Hey.
You didn't believe me.
Thanks for listening. No, I didn't. Here's one from Mike. I'm listening to the episode entitled All I've Got Tonight. You're of All I've Got Tonight. Mm-hmm. Heard Darren's not so fast on Rhonda's speeding tickets. Hey, maybe Rhonda's son will give you a parade for paying it. Think that's possible?
It's just, even if he appreciates it, mm-hmm. and if he kind of like gives me really, it's not going to feel the same. if he's like, oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really nice of you.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
Even that wouldn't be
that
was not, not the level
I don't think I don't think I'm going to find that too satisfying. As opposed to, oh, I feel bad about that. That probably was us. Here's $65.
Here's, you know what? I'll make it 70.
Make it 70.
70, for, a little something for the trouble you had to go through.
Right.
Knowing.
The pain and suffering. Right. The mental fatigue.
Number three.
Punitive damages.
Right.
So I don't do this again. An extra $5.
Yeah, somehow I've got to bring that up.
Yeah. I want to promise you'll
but
keep
I have
us
to
posted.
Do it in such a way. It's that I can't bring it up.
No.
I have to somehow...
Well, one of you listeners bring it up.
No. I have to somehow, the next time he's over...
Right.
Somehow I have to prod Rhonda, not unlike using a feather...
Yes.
...to get her to mention it.
Not to fart.
No, I don't...
No, you don't want
well,
that.
She can fart if she wants to.
Yeah, right. Musically.
Not a big Curry fan.
Number three on our top five things. It's from the I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't On That Flight file. Passengers on a recent American Airlines flight cringing after a woman's foot blister popped during the flight. Splashing blood onto two people, a book, and the plane's cabin walls and a window.
Good Lord. What size of blister is that?
I'm looking at
Stop picking at it.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know that she was picking at it. She was wearing flip-flops. And there's been some suggestion here that maybe the altitude
change the air pressure.
Did something. Yeah. I'm looking at pictures of this. It looks like something out of a horror movie.
That's the sort of thing they never tell you.
Well, how about we wear shoes on airplanes? If you can make me take off my belt
Barbarian
before
airlines.
I get into it. No, come on. With the flip-flops. Just a little bit too much comfort going on in this culture. Yeah, there's just blood all over the place. This was a flight to Miami, and she was barefoot wearing flip-flops at one point. And then covered up her bloody foot in one of those blankets they give you on the plane. After landing, the Miami-Dade Fire Department was there. And then they had to do tests on the woman and all the fluid that was all over the cabin.
That's a fun job.
The American Airlines staffer said here in a video clip that someone was taking, due to U.S. policies, we need the three of you to speak to the paramedics because of the blood. So the woman and then the two guys that got splattered with her foot blood.
Am I going to be okay?
Unbelievable. Blood flew onto passengers.
This just hasn't been my day.
Armrest, the wall, the right side of the plane. All of this on a flight that, it's ridiculous. This is a woman with uncovered feet.
Miami.
Was she picking at it, or did it just explode on its own? I mean, this guy's reading a book, and there's a picture here in the book. And he's sitting the next aisle over.
Oh, no.
There's just blood all over the book. It was a medical-related issue. And, they had medical personnel there on the tarmac waiting for them when they landed. This was a flight that was coming from Medellin, Colombia to Miami. So they were able to get it to Miami, but
mule.
Yeah, well, it makes you wonder, right? I mean, that's the stuff.
Hey, show
of
me some of the show me some of the pictures of your trip to Miami.
Number four.
Right. Meanwhile, in Canada, they are recalling cannabis. You know, they've got recreational cannabis all over the place up there. The
I think
whole
it's
country.
Marvelous.
Right. A pot product has been recalled because, and this is the world that we're going to be living in here pretty soon. We are 99 days away from...
Is that what it is?
99 days away from recreational in the state of Illinois.
Hmm.
Yeah, you are under 100 days, friends. They've had to do a recall on marijuana up north because this strain of pot wasn't strong enough. The government had to recall pot because it wasn't strong enough.
So then what do they do with this pot? Like give it to beginners?
Yeah. I don't know.
Give it to our novice program?
That's a good question. Yeah, maybe for the people that aren't ready for...
Have the top of the heads taken off?
Listen, you're not listening to... this is for this isn't for somebody who wants to listen to Captain Beefheart. This is for somebody who wants to listen to Nickelback. Enjoy.
The first Bryan Adams record.
That's a pretty good record. SQDC is who was in charge of this up there. The strain of pot wasn't strong enough. This is sold up in Quebec, and Health Canada had to release a hazard warning. The warning is that the product won't get you as high as intended. Instead of the product having 12.12% THC, you only got something that had 6.36% THC.
That's not the sort of placebo incentive that I need.
Now,
don't tell me that.
Is that how that works then when you get recreational? Is it like proof or ABV and beer?
I think it will be.
Like it'll tell you just how stoned you'll get?
I think, it's going to tell you what the THC level is in
it. Yeah. I'm going to be in Denver, not this weekend, but next weekend. Mm. I might, and this time I'll be in Denver by myself.
Uh-huh,
I won't
sure.
be going on a family vacation, so I might have to stop in one of these bud tenders just to get the lay of the land.
Yeah.
You know.
A boutique.
Yeah. What, how does all of this work? See, you know, we're going to have this bar where I live pretty soon. I've got some questions. And also, payday was a couple days ago. I got a couple of bucks.
And I've got a buddy who's interested in some edibles. is concert season going.
They're flying me out to Denver, but then I'm taking a car ride home.
Yeah.
But I'm not driving.
Boy, look at you.
But should I?
You've got a driver, huh?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's like events are conspiring.
They really are. It's almost begging you to.
Right? Like, like, it's almost like it would be a wasted opportunity if I didn't. But I also think I need to not do any hanky-panky because it would really be a stupid thing to get in trouble for that 3 months away from when I can just go to Moline and get it. You know what I'm saying? Or Milan. It'll be Milan.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't push my luck. Because I have a feeling, because I'm going for the Great American Beer Festival,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be having plenty enough of a good time without any having any Mother Nature's.
Yeah, you don't want to overdo it.
You see what I'm saying? And you know how I get if I'm drunk and then high.
It's don't not, play any Roy Orbison.
I tend to get a little paranoid. I can be high or I can be drunk. I can't do both.
Well,
can you do both? You can do both. You're pretty good at doing both. I can't do both. I can be in one lane or the other. If I'm in both lanes, if I'm drunk and high, It's I'm an ABC school after school special. The middle-aged man who couldn't handle it. Today at 3 o'clock. It's just not for me having both of those things is all I'm suggesting. Finally, number five.
Five.
Number five.
Yeah, I'm not getting any dope when I'm in Denver. I just decided here on the podcast.
Mm.
It's just not going to happen.
Well, it doesn't mean you still can't visit. You can browse.
I am going to do some fact-finding, sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to buy anything.
Call this a fact-finding mission. Well, you might not be able to.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll
stop yourself.
Maybe I'll get a little something just to take the edge off for the long car ride. But I'll make sure I don't I'm not. Because the last thing I need is get arrested in Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? That's the last thing I need.
Nebraska jail?
No, thanks. Have you ever been to Nebraska?
I don't know that I've ever stopped in Nebraska.
No, it's not. You
I don't know that. You know what? I don't know that I've ever set foot in Nebraska.
Hmm.
The car's been there, maybe.
Hmm. You've just driven through it, never got out of the car. Finally, Darren, we have this story from a Louisiana truck stop. The Tiger Truck Stop in Grosse Tête, Louisiana. Florida truck driver and her husband stopped there at the Tiger Truck Stop. This mm-hmm. is a truck stop that's known for exhibiting exotic animals. So this truck driver and her husband decide they're going to let their deaf dog out of the truck for a little break. You got this?
Mm-hmm.
You got Large Marge, her husband,
yeah.
and Flash the deaf dog.
And I'm guessing this is the last we hear of Flash the deaf dog.
No. I would never bring a story to this show where a dog has anything bad happen to it. I want you to know that, Darren. Mm-hmm. I will never bring a story to the show where anything bad happens to an animal. Now that you're St. Francis of Assisi, which I respect. I know I sound like I'm being dismissive. Your newfound love of animals in the last decade has been really one of the more redeeming qualities about you as a human being.
Probably the only one.
I'm glad you said it, so I didn't have to. So they let their deaf dog out for a rest break there at the Tiger Truck Stop. A truck stop that's known
to have tigers.
Exotic animals. So you are right.
The truck stop with a zoo.
The dog does run off.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman chases the dog. and she follows the dog into a barbed wire into pen that is not filled with tigers,
no,
but Casper. Casper is a camel that lives there at the truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
The dog was chasing the treats that the woman's husband had accidentally thrown into the camel's pen.
You don't. Who accidentally does that?
Go get that treat, you sumbitch deaf dog. The woman tried to catch the dog, which disrupted Casper the camel, who plopped down on top of her and nearly crushed her.
The dog or the woman?
The woman. So the camel is now sitting
laying on
top of this woman, which is a big deal because camels can weigh up to 1,100 pounds.
Yeah, and I don't know that I can't move. Take that.
And so she's got a camel.
And the dog is no help.
The dog's just eating treats while this is all going on.
Camel treats.
So this dog is eating treats. Idiot husband's just in the truck. This woman is pinned under the camel, an 1,100-pound camel. So she had to escape. How does she do it?
This is what happened to the camel. And this is what happened to the camel.
She bit down as hard as she could on the camel's testicles. And that got him up.
At first, she wasn't biting. And that was not moving the camel.
She says, I bit his balls to get him off of me. I bit his testicles to get him off me. That's what she told the police. Mouth full of camel balls. And she bit down hard to get this camel off. And it did the trick. She ended up getting taken to an area hospital. Her condition is unknown, and I am pleased to tell you that no serious injuries to the camel were reported. But you bite a camel in the nuts, they're going to do what you want. In fact, it's the only way they'll respect you. Casper the camel has lived at the truck stop since last summer.
You would think that every camel is jokingly named Tony.
Well, Tony the Tiger is who Casper the camel replaced. Tony the Tiger was put down following kidney failure and other health issues. So Tony the Tiger was the star of the Tiger truck stop. And then they must have decided, we can't have another Tiger. It's too much to watch them.
And it's too soon.
Out of respect to Tony the Tiger,
we're
going to replace him with Casper the Camel. And they say the camel's never been aggressive. It's never gotten out.
Sound like it was aggressive in this instance
either. No, this idiot woman climbed into a camel.
And I just laid down.
Yeah, right, right, yeah.
Put your camel to bed.
That's going to do it for today's installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. And now that autumn is here, how about falling into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea? Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscar's Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. Again, they've got live music on Wednesdays from 7 till 10. This Wednesday, it's Craig Smith at Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. And the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Be sure to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Indications are that we will be back tomorrow.
That's what I heard. Until we get a chance to do another one of these podcasts for you, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for liking and subscribing. If you get a chance, leave a review of the podcast. If you could say a couple of things either on Facebook or on iTunes or what you think of the podcast, that would be extra helpful.
Not too honest.
Yeah, be honest about how much you appreciate the show and how hilarious we are. Till you get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot, Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Wind takes for nothing.